Sienna's friend who's dating this guy with a son, and we asked a question and posed a question to you at 602-805-0101 when dating someone, who's harder to date? People with daughters or sons? Obviously, your friend thinks sons.
Yeah, she's kind of going through it right now, just trying to adjust to the fact that he's a stinky little boy who doesn't listen. So that's what she's juggling with.
Yeah, and it's tough because mom isn't in the picture. I guess mom's never in the picture. So it's a single dad raising this son, and she's going to be full-time mommy. So she inherits that whole thing.
Yeah, and she was fine dating someone with kids, but I don't think she really expected to step into a full-on role of being mommy, you know?
Yeah, boy smelling like butt.
All the time.
Yeah, all the time. That's one thing. I almost when I dated my ex-wife Amber, she had two kids, as I stated earlier, Alina and Adrian. Adrian was like 2 years old and he was bad.
Oh, really?
Really, really bad. And I was going to stop. And for a while, I did stop dating Amber.
Because of Adrian?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
He must have been super bad then.
Yeah, he was a bad kid. And then I just really liked Amber. I came around, and then eventually, you know, there's two. They're terrible twos.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I invested in it, and it was a great decision because I got to be part of his life. And he turned out to be one of the nicest siblings.
Well, that's how that always plays
right?
out.
Yeah. The kid that's a pain in the butt, that's another way to look at it. You should tell your friend, like, sometimes the kids that are the bad ones turn out the opposite.
That is true. And then they end up apologizing later, like, sorry, I was such a jerk when I was younger.
Yeah.
That is true.
Yep. Let's tap in with Mitch and Mesa. Mitch, harder to date, someone that has daughters or sons?
I mean, from my experience, I have to say that dating a woman with boys has been harder.
Okay.
Wow. Okay.
From your experience.
Yeah. So, I mean, I've dated a couple of single parents, but one that came to mind immediately was this girl that had two boys. And I mean, I was really into her. She's so attractive. It was easy. She was funny.
Right.
She was really nice. And but, I mean, she was all about, like, gentle parenting with her boys.
I mean,
come on,
I mean,
Joey.
It's a choice.
Times are different.
The disgust.
Yeah, no, it's a choice.
Yeah, I mean, that's not my history with with getting parented.
Right.
So, I mean, it was just a lot to watch these boys walk all over her, and, you know, like, I feel like they were trying to, like, show dominance or something, and it would just be absolutely just god-awful around her and just be straight up mean, and she'd be like, okay, let's breathe, let's take a second, can we do this? I'm like, dude, you gotta put your foot down.
Literally and metaphorically, yeah.
Oh, no. Now, how long were you with her trying to work that out?
We were together about 8 months, and I mean, she was great, like I said, but it was just the parenting style, and then us not ever getting any time together because clearly the boys just wanted to get in between us. Like, I even brought it up a couple times, like, hey, you think they can stay with a babysitter or something, like, while we're hanging out, or is there any time away? And she's like, no, I've got to be there for them, blah, 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 blah. And then, I mean, they were a big old block.
Okay.
Now, do you have kids of your own, Mitch?
No, I don't.
No, okay. So you were in there for an instant family. Now, have you dated women with daughters? Was that a lot easier?
I've dated people that have, well, one person had a boy and a girl, and that seemed easier. They seemed kind of like just to even each other out. They were, the boy and the girl were too busy fighting amongst themselves to worry about what I was doing. And I've been with somebody that had one daughter, and the daughter was so sweet and so gentle. And,
right.
I don't know, accepting.
Right. Okay. Now, here's a question. Here's a twist. If you dated a girl with two daughters and did gentle parenting, would that be different because you feel like boys and girls should be raised and punished differently?
Yeah, I mean, maybe. I think boys need it a little bit harder. I think girls need the emotional type, you know, leading them in the right direction. Let's calm down. Let's settle down. But boys, you just kind of need to be like, look, here's the wall. Here's the line. Stop passing it. Like, this is where it ends.
Have you ever tried punishing her kids at all?
No, I didn't. No, I brought it up to her, but I think I would have just felt like an awful person if I had just stepped in and, like, the baby daddy wasn't in the picture. They didn't really know their dad. So if I was, like, to be the first or to be the father figure, I don't want to come in there and completely flip their world upside down and then just, like, absolutely be hated, you know? I feel like that needs to come from the mom.
I want to ask Joey the question, is there an age that the boys would be where it's just a lost cause? Once you gentle parent this long, there's no turning back?
No, listen, I respect people that do the gentle parenting. It's not my tactic, and I do feel like there are some things in gentle parenting where I agree with. I just think it's kind of like case by case when you can tell that the children are taking advantage of the gentle parenting, like mommy ain't gonna do nothing.
Yeah.
And they start going rampant. And some people do gentle parenting and they have outstanding kids and you can tell it worked with them that they're just kind kids. You could just tell.
Yeah,
I could tell by day one and hour one if a kid's a kind kid. So I think it's case by case. And I think those boys probably took advantage of mom's kindness, Mitch.
Yeah, no, absolutely. They knew that they could get away with it, and they clearly just were walking all over her.
That's when I would just go up to them and slap the Dutch Bros right out of their hands. You don't want
that. See what they do?
What do you do, credit mom? God. All right, so you're on the board, Mitch. It's harder to date somebody with boys.
Yep, absolutely.
Okay. Well, thanks for the call, bud.
Yeah, thank you.
Absolutely. I hope this helps out your friend listening to the show right now.
Yeah, I hope so too, because she really likes this guy, so I don't think it's enough to be a deal breaker, but it's just something she has to work through.
Look into boarding school. Listen.
Military school.
That always works.